When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it is. And you can also find us on Facebook these days. And boy, there's a lot of stuff on Facebook that I've been posting, some just really phenomenal videos and photos and some great rescues and very cool stuff. And I just put up the post that I received this last week from Animals 24-7, the great rescue organization that's headquartered out of this area, that's been reporting so great on the Lahaina fires and so forth. And there's a great article that they sent out about the two perspectives about the rescue. So what I was talking about last week and my grave concern for the issues of not allowing the animal rescuers in right away to go after the animals. And anyway, there's more explanation as to why and how that happened and so forth. So changes to be made, but you might want to get to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And that is the first post that's up there after what's going on in the show today. So you can check that article out. And it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's Healing Sunday here on Animal World. So we have, and then Healing Sunday basically means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. And we have almost everybody present, and we are normally would be in the studio on the second Sunday of the month, but we ended up having a Zoom party today. So as always, and keeping everything working smoothly, at least as smoothly as it can go while Mercury planet is still in retrograde, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And you're not wrong about that, about being smoothly, because, you know, with us being on Zoom, having a Zoom party, everybody's connecting their own communications equipment. And I'm surprised we got everything going so fast today.
Well, and it actually was dicey up till the last moment, because I don't know, you fixed it, but when we were red robining, it was sounding really weird.
Yeah, it probably sounded all bubbly and
I couldn't
strange.
Really hear the music. And then when it was getting about the time that I'd start speaking, I couldn't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, so I kind of just have to. And then all of a sudden, like a second maybe before it's my time for me to start, Nathan did something and fixed it.
Yeah, Zoom has an update recently that changes the way it processes the audio. So whenever we open up a Zoom meeting here, I got to click that button that makes it so that processing does not happen and
gotcha.
It comes through clearly rather than trying to focus on the voice.
Fortunately, Nathan figured it out just in the nick of time. So hopefully that we have, well, there's another Mercury in retrograde snafu going on, but it relates to one of our guests. So we'll get everybody present here first. Now, I have to say that the reason that we are Zooming today is because the I don't know, a highway department or the powers that be decided to shut down 405 again south of where the studios are. But on Sundays, when they shut down that 405 southbound, there can be major traffic around, especially when there's a Seahawks game going on in Seattle this afternoon, right after the game. And there's also, I believe, the last Storm game is today and local. So Stacy couldn't, you know, can't get to the studio. And then we figured Linda probably couldn't get home after the show. And if they can't come in, well, then not much point in me getting up early and making the drive in. So Nathan is holding down the fort all by himself in the studio, which actually, I got to thinking about it, Nathan, and it means it'll be a little bit easier for you, because if we were in the studio with you and you had to answer the calls because Stacy is not in, you have to run back and forth between the studios. But with us not being in the studio and being on Zoom, then you don't have to leave the studio, right? You can answer everything from where you are and can just mute it on the air. So actually, you don't have to run around as much today. Isn't
that correct? Keeps it pretty easy here.
All right. But that means that Stacy's not in the studio with us. And because of the 405 shutdown, and then it is the last Storm game today, and you know Stacy is a big Storm fan, so we cover women's basketball here because Stacy's a big fan, and of course we cover the Mariners because Nathan is a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Are they not playing today? Are they?
I do not,
or not here anyway.
So yeah, that's correct. They just finished a series in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, well, we'll talk about, we've got to follow up with you and your trip. But so that just lets you, anyway, we almost were one family member short, but we've kind of worked that out anyway, because Dr. Nels Rasmussen is on Zoom in one of my favorite colors, and he's in his bright yellow today. And Dr. Nels, you're zooming in from your new home in
yes.
Idaho.
Kuski, Idaho, out
Kuski,
where the
Idaho.
Pavement ends. Yep.
Yep. And I can attest to that because when we did a Zoom session, I think last week together, and so on Zoom, I could see Dr. Nels and then the window behind him. He has the curtains closed this morning, so I can't see that. But all you see is kind of, you know, trees and forest, and then there's a sign you can see in the distance. And apparently the sign is like, this is where civilization ends. So he really is out in the middle of nowhere, and there's actually a sign that tells you it's like, this is it. And
quick correction on my end. The Mariners have one more game today in Tampa Bay.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They do. But it's not local here. So
they're
it's not
all the way
up
in Florida.
Traffic. In Florida. Okay. And then Sister Linda Rasmussen is zooming in from outer space. She has a very cool virtual screen behind her. Good morning, Dr. Nels, and good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
All right, so good to have you. Now, I started to say that we had another Mercury in retrograde snafu going on, and that has to do with Dr. Nels, because we need to follow up on the stories of his move and settling in. And he said, well, did you get I sent out an email this morning with a new update and photographs. And it was like, no, I didn't get it. And Linda said, no, I didn't get it either. So you sent it out again, right?
It is sent. I just checked my phone. It is out. So it went out at 9 a.m. or 9:01 or something. So it should be in everybody's inbox who's on my mailing list.
All right. So
or maybe I'm the only one on the mailing list.
Okay. So we're just doing a little, I'm going to check here. And oh, yep, where faith, energy, and science collide.
Yes.
All right. So it did, in fact, go out. All right. So first break. I will take a moment and be able to read it. So if you are on Dr. Nell's mailing list, email list, then the email just went out. And you said Dr. Nell's has got new video of your
project. I updated the video I sent out on my last newsletter that showed just kind of how things were where I moved to. And now we've been doing a lot of work. And so I updated that video a little bit with some new photos showing the difference between before and after.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I can't wait to see it. And like I said, I'll check it out on a break. And so we'll look forward to catching up with Dr. Nell's and some details about his move and settling in and all that good stuff. And then I'm delighted to say that I actually think we get the whole family together, because even though Stacy couldn't make it into the studio, the storm game doesn't start, I think, until noon. She'll have to figure out how the heck to get there with all the you know, freeway shutdowns and all that sort of stuff. But we believe that she's going to zoom in with us towards the bottom of the hour, and she will be our first guest because she'll zoom in. And we, of course, will have a Frenchie follow-up, because, you know, we usually are talking a little bit about Stacy and her Frenchie's tank, her older one, and the bag man, her younger one, and usually requires Dr. Nell's doing some work on one or the other. And I believe last month the bag man was doing okay, but Stacy's tank had an issue with did you call it a nerve sting or something like that? Something was going, but anyway, there was something going on with tank. So Stacy's going to be our first caller today, and so that's kind of fun. We'll all be together for a little while anyway.
Yeah.
And then, of course, phone lines will be open for the rest of you. And phone calls always take priority, of course. So you're welcome to give us a call after we zoom in with Stacy and take care of the Frenchies. And then the rest of the show will be all yours. And you just have to give us a call. And Dr. Nell's and Linda, typically speaking, Dr. Nell's works on the animals and Linda works on the human animals. And so we do kind of a combined remote treatment together. So looking forward to that. And I have to say, it is a beautiful, sunny Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. Nathan, you've got beautiful skies and sun down there. I've got beautiful blue sky and sun. And gosh, I would say we really have been having some perfect weather, haven't we, Linda?
Oh, beautiful. I just love when September is like this, with the sun and warm during the day, cold at night.
Yeah, it's just really been perfect.
It's like Mother Nature fooled us a little bit, made it seem like we were going in the fall last week, and suddenly we're back into late summer type weather again.
Well, I think if we want summer, I think all we have to do is go pile in with Dr. Nell's, because aren't you still roasting over in your area?
Yeah, we were close to 90 degrees yesterday, so it's been pretty warm around here. We did have the spell of rain, though,
did you
guys did. Yeah, it was shorter than yours, but we had it.
Okay, so how are you faring over there in, you know, 90? Because I know it was 95 at one point.
Oh, yeah.
We've
had days up around 100 degrees a few times. It's definitely gotten hot, but it's not as humid, so it's easier to take. And I have air conditioning.
Oh, you do. So it's a drier heat. And then so your house, you do have, do you have central air conditioning or
yes.
portable? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So it does, I guess I don't even think about in our area, you know, central air is not as well, it's more common than it used to be because of the systems that are available these days. But I guess it's probably must be pretty standard over there, Dr. Nels, that
a lot of people have it, because, you know, when you get to where you have spells for a week at a time where it's 100 plus degrees. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear more about it, but I'm going to try to keep us on schedule. Because we know that we're planning to hear from Stacy, and she'll be tapping her fingers because, you know, she's going to have to figure out how to get to the Storm game after she talks with us. So I say, before we get to any other more chatty stuff, how about we officially start the show? Then we'll be able to take care of advertisers. And then whenever Stacy Simpson will be ready to go. How does that sound?
Great.
Gosh, Mercury's in retrograde and we're actually going to be on schedule. Whoa, how cool is that? Okay, so if you haven't been around when I officially start the show, I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And so we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, and also because it's Sunday and I can. And then we have a pile of affirmations that have been contributed by our Animal World family from somewhere. And they're extremely powerful. Each has been chosen for very specific reasons, and the power and their ability to shift lives. So we share them with you. But you need to know that joining me in this part of the show is completely voluntary. It's totally up to you. So you can just ignore all of this and not participate. Or you can say the prayers and the affirmations with me out loud, and I'll take you through the ritual of all of that. It's not like when we get on the love train and do our dancing and exercise and spread the love all over the planet. Dancing is required, but this part of the show is optional. So I'm going to get started here, and I always begin with a little prayer from St. Francis for our animal friends, and here we go with that. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then. For us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now we get to our affirmations. And I say each one of these affirmations out loud three times. You're welcome to do them along with me, or silently, or not at all, or use them every day at home like I do. And I know a lot of you do that because I hear from you. And this one comes from my spiritual family and was the one that really shifted my life. And it's a fabulous for everyone. So here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, now the second one actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out shortly that when she works with one of you human animals on the air, she usually gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going for the rest of the week. Well, that's where this affirmation came from. And I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention until I started hearing from you guys. And even Stacy saying, wow, it's really powerful. It shifted my life. You better do it. So I start doing it. Man, it shifted my life. So we include it for you. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one comes from my spiritual family, the Italian division of Ananda, and is the affirmation that I like to use every day to promote good health and well-being and the attitude to go out with, so that you're not going out in fear, but sending love and light and health all over the place. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator, medium, feng shui, personal awareness coach. Okay. Time out. I get back to the affirmation in a moment, but I'm smiling because guess whose lovely faces just showed up on our screen? Stacy has come, and the bag man. Oh, how cute. Linda's cat joined us earlier. Great big nice tabby tail in front of her face and around the microphone, and now Stacy is here with Tank with bags. All righty. I'm going to continue with our affirmations here. Now, like I said, this one comes from Natasha Venter, and it's the one I do for me and all my animals, and helps us deal with all this crazy energy that we're having to deal with. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Our bodies and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, one last affirmation here to conclude this ritual. And this comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And it's the Warrior of Light affirmation. And this is one we spread the God's light all over the world. And boy, is it needed. So let's spread it all over the place. Love and light everywhere. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty. Now, to conclude this whole process, it's Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. Seal this all in and affirm our trust. Hands, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Oh boy, we are all spiritualized up, clear for the day. We'll fix that in a minute. Anyway, let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers. We'll be all caught up. And then we will welcome Stacy and the Frenchies to the show and catch up on how they're doing. And I'm sure that Nels and Linda will need to do a little work with them. And after that, phone lines are open and we'll chat until the rest of you start calling in. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And now, let's see, we did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and all of the great classes. Well, the most popular class of the year, the art and science of Raja Yoga, are starting this month in September very soon. So check it out, anandawashington.org. And then, of course, you should know that when I'm not here, being an animal behavior therapist and trainer and working with people and their dog friends in their home to help them understand their dogs and solve all the problems they're having quickly. And I am all caught up and would love to hear from you. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dog friends and would like some help from Aunt Martha, I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So you can have them call me and I'll be happy to chat with them. And I do weekday sessions. I do Saturday sessions. But the really good news is I usually only have to see you once. And can get everything under control and the like. So you can just give them my phone number, 360-217-7258, or use it yourself. Don't call me now. I'm on the radio, but after the show would be fine. 360-217-7258. All righty then. Let's see. It is, if you're tuning in late, it's Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday on Animal World. Linda Rasmussen is here. Brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. And Stacy has just joined us with her Frenchies. And I have to say, Dr. Nels, I was able to watch your video during the break. And so thank you for sending that out. If you're on Dr. Nels' mailing list, it just went out. And great photographs of the pond, because, boy, in the previously the pond was, you could barely see it. It was so overgrown. You've been busy out there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Did you notice the burn piles in the background?
I didn't have time to scrutinize. I was going through very quickly, so I did not notice that. But I was impressed and want to take another look at it at your raised bed gardens that you're starting.
And I should mention, for those people who aren't on my mailing list and would like to get my newsletter, which is lots of fun, all you have to do is go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com. And if you just hang around for a few minutes or maybe 30 seconds, I don't know, a little pop-up will come and say, hey, do you want to get the newsletter? And you just click on that and it'll guide you to do that.
And then you'll get these great photographs. And because it's amazing how many hats Dr. Nels wears. And I had no idea, but the guy's a logger. Okay, so he's been cutting down trees and all kinds of stuff, but he has a whole lot of them to be able to do that. But he actually has an island in his pond now, which is very cool. But anyway, we'll talk more about that at the moment here. I would like to welcome the Bagman to Animal World. He's right up in front of the computer. Can't even see Stacy. All we can see is bags. How are you doing, darling? Oh, God, wouldn't you like to just kiss that Frenchie nose? Oh, he's so cute. He has a nice little, looks like a purple collar maybe on.
Well, this is Tank now.
Oh, is that Tank? No wonder. Yeah. The color has changed. Okay. All right. Oh, all I could see was the dark nose. Oh, there we go. All right. Okay. So yeah. This is Tank. And that makes sense because last month, Tank was our major concern, wasn't yes. Bags was doing pretty well. Yes. Now with Miss Tank. Now she is your oldest Frenchie, and what a yes. Tank is about 10 years old now, is that right?
Yes, she turned 10 in May, so she's getting a little gray.
There's a little gray on her muzzle. Oh, all right, Tank, how cute. Yeah. It's amazing how much she looked like Bags when all I could see was the nose part.
Was her face.
Yeah, all right, so let's see. Why don't you remind us, because something strange, it was a physical thing that was going on with Tank, but why don't you explain it again, Stacy? What was going on with
Yeah, like the week prior to the show, several times she, from a dead sleep or laying on the couch watching TV, she just wake up and yelp. And then she, you know, it was like a loud yelp, like you know, sat on her or something. Like, and she, then she'd look a little disoriented and I was a little nervous, like that she hurt her back. You know, they have a lot of problems sometimes with their back, but she seemed to be walking okay, but she looked like she even startled herself. You know, she was like, and she did it several times in that week up until that Sunday show. And so that's when I thought, I'm going to ask Nels about this. I mean, it was actually really scary.
And I would imagine a lot of you people listening, you probably are remembering, oh, my animal did that. Or I remember my dog doing that. You know, it's like they get stung by a bee or something.
Right.
Or something bites them and they're like, yikes.
Okay. Or was she dreaming or something? You know, I didn't know what was going on there. Anyway, so then we talked to Nels about it on the show.
Yeah, so Dr. Nels, do you want to, looks like you're already working on Tank.
I thought I'd tune into Tank and make sure everything was as good as we can do here. So,
okay, so why don't you remind us though, what you kind of had to say about Tank and last time?
Right. So what I found was that she had kind of a nerve pinch, and the word I think I did use was a stinger, like what football players get. Right.
Okay.
Anyway, it's what it felt like to me, is she had this nerve pinch in her neck. And so it, a lot of times with those little nerve pinches, you don't really have to do anything. It's almost like thinking about doing something, or in the case of if you're asleep and dreaming and you move a little bit, you can cause this nerve pinch to get worse. And I think that was going on, as she was just creating this little pinch and stinger feeling. And we got that sorted out. I'm finding similar stuff today, but it doesn't feel nearly so, I could say, gunky as the last time.
Okay, so when Dr. Nils tuned into Tank last month, that's the energy that it felt like to him, was that a nerve pinch or a sting like that. And you did your normal thing in balancing Tank, but she needed a lot of work.
Yeah.
You're now working on her again now, but you're saying you're having to work the same areas that you did last month, but it's not as serious or as bad as it was then. So let's find out.
Yeah.
Let's find out, Stacy. All right, let's pick up last month on the show. Dr. Nils did a remote session like he's doing now. So what happened after that?
Then that evening, that Sunday night, again, just hanging out on the couch and she's asleep. And then she did it, but it was just like a whimper. It was just like, instead of a yelp.
Okay.
And then it was just that Sunday night, and then hasn't done it again since.
Wow.
Nothing. Yeah.
Well, so nothing since. Isn't that amazing?
And, you know, I kind of want to say this is kind of like I remember September because I started the show 5 years ago in September.
Oh, did
and,
you?
Yeah. And so I just want to say,
happy 5 year anniversary.
Well, happy 5 years. And for people who, you know, I'm like, I work in healthcare. So Western medicine, you know, kind of more about substantive things. So at first I was a little leery about all this energy, this sort of stuff, but
I've
learned a lot in the 5 years. And for anybody who's wondering, it's worked several times, not with tank, but with bags. It's pretty amazing stuff. So if anybody's a little leery about it, curious what it's like, I'm a big fan now. So I was just saying.
Yeah, and and this is because a lot of times when I'm explaining to a client or something how the work that Dr. Nils and Linda do, the basic best therapy, bioenergetic synchronization technique, or the neuroenergetic balancing, that when you start hearing about it, it kind of smacks or sounds like woo-woo stuff.
Right.
Okay. But I always tell my clients, it really isn't. Because any of us could go to school and learn how to do it. Isn't that right, Dr. Nils?
Yes, there's training available.
You went to school and learned how to do this. And then Sister Linda, you went to school and learned how to do this. And any of us. So anyone can learn how to do it. It's not something strange. But with energetic medicine, it works a little differently than regular medicine. And so it can seem kind of woo-woo when we don't really understand it. But so Stacy's a great testimonial of someone who works in, the left brain allopathic medicine sort of stuff. But who can say, I may not understand how it works, but boy, it sure does. And there have been a number of episodes with little Bagman and different and interesting, not so much physical but behavioral
quirks. Yes.
But not doing anything behaviorally or training or behavior modification with just Dr. Nils balancing his physical body in the way he does, the problems have resolved each time. And it sounds like with Miss Tank, the same thing happened. A little hint of it the end of that day that she got her first treatment, and then nothing since.
Nothing.
All right. So Dr. Nils, then you worked on Tank, and explain again. How that went.
I found, it was a little different because I balanced the right side and then the left side, just a pair of points on each side, kind of like the homework reset that I teach my clients to do.
Okay.
And then I also on Tank balanced both sides in the neck area. And that was like the icing on the cake to get it all relaxed. And then a little Bagman popped up there. So I had to tune in to Bags, and he needs a little bit of a tune up too. So I'm just giving him one now.
Yeah, he's got a little ear infection. We had to go to the vet. So he's got his little ear drops now. But we've gone through the coffee drive-through all the time, and he doesn't make a peep.
He's not barking at the barista.
Not barking at the barista anymore.
Well, no, and that was one of these behavioral quirks that came up with Bags. So one of the pastimes is like, you've been going to the same espresso stand for all his life. And you go in and he sits there and you order your espresso, and the barista comes out. It's one of those places where the barista comes out to the car.
Right.
And he was fine for a long time. Then all of a sudden he started getting really crazy and barking.
Like it was ridiculous.
And it would be when the barista came to the door, what came to the car, if she acknowledged, said hi to Bags, that would set him off. And I find that as a behavior therapist and trainer with dogs, when we have really shy or dogs with real issues and fear, one of the things we have to do when they're meeting new people is have the new people just ignore them, and not acknowledge them. And, no touch, no talk, no eye contact, pretend they're not there. And then after a while, with the dog being around people that don't acknowledge them, they start to relax a little bit, like, oh, it's not so scary to be around these people. Mm-hmm. And then we gradually introduce them. So it did make sense to me that when it was the barista, when she acknowledged Bags, let him know that she knew he was there, that's when he reacted. But once again, no training, no behavior modification. Dr. Nils, you just tuned into Bags and balanced whatever was going on.
Right. Yeah.
And then he just quit doing it. Right, Stacey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quit. Stop. Yeah.
I attribute that to the fact that when we do this balancing, it also helps reset the fight or flight system. And he just might have been a little bit on edge, was all, because we took that away.
That way.
Yeah, and so Dr. Nails, you have explained that when mammal type creatures, you know, could be our dogs and cats, but could also be us humans, that if you have a really traumatic or emotional experience of some kind, your nervous system can get stuck in the fight flight mechanism.
Right.
And so do you want to tell us a little more about that?
Yeah. Depending on either the duration or the intensity of the event, our nervous system can essentially start a little program that just keeps us ready so that we can turn on our fight or flight system at the tiniest blink. I mean, just get it going. And so when you have that little program running, it's your, essentially your fight or flight system is running. It's just running at a very low level, and it goes off very quickly and easily at the slightest stimulation. And so what we're doing is helping to reset it by physically restoring balance to the body. Then it becomes just less sensitive. It just takes that sensitivity out. It turns that little switch off that keeps you hanging on the edge of fight or flight. So it's a great way to experience, in Bag's case, peace.
All right, so you're on the edge of fight or flight.
So you've tuned into the Bag Man right now and yes, gotten him balanced?
Yep, he's now balanced as well.
All right, so we've got the Frenchies all balanced. So, Stacy, have you got time for Linda to do a session for you?
Sure, I think I can.
Okay, because you can be our guinea pig and kind of our demo model.
Okay.
How about this? So, all right, folks. So, when you call in today, this is how it usually works. Dr. Nails will tune in and start working on the animals, and then Linda does a session with the human. Now we've got a little different one coming up a little later in the show, but what you want to learn from this is how you'll hear how Linda works with someone on the air. And what I always forget to mention, but I'm remembering it ahead of time here, if you tune in to what Linda's doing with the caller and follow along with the instructions yourself, just imagine your own answers to the questions she's asking or whatever, and you follow along, you can get a surrogate healing. And Dr. Nails, I know you've had experience with that because of your years of doing the show with Robin and so forth, and you've heard from lots of people that they get surrogate healings from listening.
We got lots and lots of responses from people who are, you know, either shy about calling in or they're not in a place where they can really do a call in, so they just follow along with other people and follow the instructions that I was giving them, and then they would say, hey, you know, that really worked for me, and they would drop Robin a note.
Wonderful. All right, so Stacy, I am turning you over. Linda, you're officially in charge.
All right. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm going to invite you to think of a situation in your life that is unresolved and you would like to have it resolved. So take a moment and let me know when you have something in your mind.
Okay.
Okay. So you're just thinking about that, noticing how you feel when you think about it. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of grief. Grief in the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be to take a breath in and then exhale and hold your breath out as long as you can comfortably do that. Just keep repeating, exhaling, and then letting the breath back in after it's time.
All right, Stacy, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up at the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and then exhaled it all out, holding it out as long as you comfortably can. You can replace the breath anytime that you need to, all the while thinking grief and the number 2. Grief two. Grief two. Grief.
All right. Very good. Breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just gently look toward the earth and then let your head rise. And then bring that unresolved situation back into your thoughts. Okay, that is complete. And let me find an affirmation for you.
All right.
Let's see. So,
there must be a lot to choose from.
Yes, there's. Yeah, sometimes things are deeper than. The word honest is in this affirmation. And when honest comes up, it means that we haven't always felt safe or comfortable being honest. And so this is really claiming the power of being able to speak honestly wherever we need to. And so I embrace the feeling of honest is the affirmation.
I embrace the feeling of honest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing I'll just mention is sometimes the affirmations sound a little strange to us in the way they're worded, but we've already learned that the wording that Linda gives us is important. So you want to do the affirmations exactly as she gives them to you. So I embrace the feeling of honest. All right. So Stacy, I guess you're good. And so are our tank and bags. Now, before I let you go, we've got to take care of advertisers one more time before the end of the hour. But you've got more on your schedule today. And am I correct in saying it is the last storm game?
Storm game of the season.
Okay, that's what your shirt is. There we go. Yeah,
it's my Superd t-shirt there. They're all terrible this year and they won't make the playoffs, but we're hopeful we get a good draft pick.
All right. So, but you're going to head off and try to make your way through all the traffic that's going on out there.
Yesterday's traffic was horrible. I don't know if Nathan had to go anywhere, but I had to get to go to Bellevue. And so I had to go from my house. I had to go to Issaquah and get I-90 that way.
It was worse than the last time.
Yeah, I think because they closed the little on-ramp that you could go over 44 to get on Lake Washington. So everybody had to go with their Coal Creek or it took me 3 hours to get from my house to Seattle because I had to pick up my daughter's dog in Bellevue and take it to her house in Seattle.
Wow.
It was 3 hours.
So now you got to figure out to get from where you are to Seattle again.
Yeah. So I think I'm just going to go with the south end, just go up I-5.
Go the other way.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. But when I had to go to Bellevue yesterday,
you can take Martin Luther King to Airport Way is a great one, too.
Yeah, I might do, or that 900 goes the other way up through Seattle. So anyway,
I think it'll be better this year. You're
going
to take off. And all right, so let's all think good thoughts that Stacy is easily able to navigate around the south end and then get back up to the storm game. And so anyway, have a fabulous time
and cheer
for the storm. And then we'll think good thoughts that they get to get good new players and we'll have a better team next year.
Better team. Yes. That's
all righty. Thanks for
zooming in, Stace.
Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Linda.
God bless. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
All righty, then. Let's take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. We'll come back and chat with Dr. Nils and Linda before we get to the love train and the closing out hour number one. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shorelines. Great location, easy to get to, parking not an issue. And boy, how great is it to be in her healing sound studio with the gongs and the acutonic forks and so forth. And she also does a non-invasive chiropractic. And I am so grateful when I get to get in and have a session. She can work with you in the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline, or she can work with you remotely. All you got to do is get something set up, and you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. So, Dr. Nils, we have a few minutes here, but while we have the opportunity here, you have now, you and your wife, Martha, wore out Washington, and you needed a new project. And, oh, man, I can't believe how ambitious you are, because you moved out in the middle of nowhere in Idaho. There's even a sign and that says, you know, civilization ends here. but absolutely. I mean, great, but lots of trees and stuff. And there was a pond, but you couldn't really see it in the pictures. But man, it looks like you've been busy. So why don't you catch us up on how you're doing over there, but also I'm mostly interested right now in and how is working with you working right now, and talk to us about that.
Okay, well, first of all, on the working part, I am working, so people can contact me and I'll do sessions for them. I've just onboarded a couple new clients lately, so the process is still happening. And in fact, I should say that people who have been my clients in the past, but have never worked with me remotely, I'm offering a free remote session for them or their pet so that they get to you know, to experience that.
Oh, how
because,
fun.
Yeah, they, you know, if you're only used to having me work with you hands-on, I want them to have that experience. Well, I got excited this morning and said, you know what? Anybody who listens to the show who's never worked with me remotely can have a free session, either for themselves or their animal. And so, yes, just go to my website and healingministryforanimals.com and click on the Fast Track 1, which is the contact me thing. And then just say, hey, I want to get a free session for me or my pet. And we'll get that started and set up for you because it's... you know, I'm kind of lonely out here at the edge of civilization.
It's just you and Martha and your dogs and cats, right?
Yeah,
and everything
yeah.
else that's out there.
Right. So, and we went into the big city of Lewiston and Clarkston yesterday. And
how long a drive?
It's a 2-hour drive.
Oh,
it's
wow. So this is a big trip to the city.
It's a beautiful 2-hour drive, but it's full 2 hours. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you don't have to drive 2 hours all the time to go to a store.
Oh, no.
Kuski's closer.
Yeah, Kuski is just our little town, and they have a grocery store and some services and a bank and all that kind of, you know, stuff.
How long does it take you to get to Kuski?
That's between 15 and 20 minutes. So
okay, so that's a reasonable trip to the store. Okay, but 2 hours to get to civilization?
Right, right. And so, yes, we have been just working our little tails off here to bring this place into the kind of shape that we enjoy. And, of course, we have to get ready for winter because winter here is going to be much colder than in the Pacific Northwest. It's going to be not uncommon to get down around -5 and maybe even rarely -10. So,
oh, yikes. Are you kidding?
No, no, no.
What are you guys thinking? I mean...
I'm thinking about
ice skating.
I think sometimes,
you know, I'm sitting here and all the stuff with all the weather going on around the country and the world, and I'm thinking, how blessed are we to live in this Pacific Northwest? So, Linda and Nathan, you guys, we're really blessed. But by choice, Dr. Nels and his Martha moved over to 95 to 100 degrees in the summer and minus temperatures in the winter.
Yeah.
Holy moly. All right. So do you know how much is the average snowfall in that area?
Yeah, they say that it's usually you get, you know, like 1 foot of snow at a time and 2 or 3 feet in the course of the winter, which actually compares pretty similar to where I was living up by Darrington. So, it's just that it's much colder here and we'll, you know, it can hang on quite a while, but it's also drier here. And so it doesn't affect you the same
as much. Okay. So it's different. All right. Well, of course, we'll be talking to you throughout the winter, as long as it doesn't interfere with your satellite coverage and so forth. We'll be good and find out how it goes. And I did hear something interesting this week or read a report on the Farmer's Almanac and what it was predicting for this winter. And I didn't have a lot of time to go through a lot of areas, but the big takeaway was there, whoever was reporting on this said, you know, there's only one place in the country where you don't have a whole lot to worry about. And my ears really picked up when they said the Pacific Northwest. So it's like apparently the Farmer's Almanac is predicting all kinds of yucky stuff for the winter. But for the Pacific Northwest, our area here, and I don't know if that covers you, Dr. Nils, in Idaho, but the Farmer's Almanac says our winter here in the Pacific Northwest is going to be colder and drier. So I thought that was interesting. I'm thinking maybe I won't get that 2 or 3 feet of unusual snow in my driveway again this year, which, you know, I have kind of been getting, which is so strange. But so anyway, it's supposed to be colder and drier around here. And maybe that'll. So anyway, we'll see how that all shakes out. All righty, then. It looks like we'll pick up and talk more about Dr. Nels and his move and so forth later in the show as we have more time. But it's time to close down hour number one and fire up hour number two. And of course, we do that by getting on the love train and spreading love and light all over the planet. But it's also our, you know, get some energy and exercise going and kind of making up for the whole lockdowns and getting too sedentary. And as I told you earlier, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join me on the love train. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And after we do our love training, we'll pick up again with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here, and phone lines will be open. If you would like to get in line, local number 425-373-5527, toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And I energize up our love train music with our yogi energization prayer, so we get lots of great energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.